Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gibson for a passed ball. Aparicio moves to third. McGraw moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. McGraw scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Davis trying to get to third. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Foy, who tags Davis for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to third. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Harrelson moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Berry reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. Alomar moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Gibson and he is out, Foy applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGraw hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to second. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Andrews moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Williams reaches second base with a double. Hansen moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Gary Waslowski now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Williams moves to third. Berry moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Waslowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waslowski is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. the Red Sox will come to bat. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alomar bunts towards the mound. Waslowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair pinch hits for Gary Waslowski. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Landis now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Davis strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Foy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. John bunts towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio is walked intentionally. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Woody Held now playing left field. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Bill Landis. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Locker now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.